Love Talk Radio.
Oh, Amen. God bless you all tonight. Truly, there's nobody doing like Jesus. I'm so glad that he is my friend. He just wakes up to close up. Amen. God bless you all tonight. It's so glad to be here. Amen. In the light of the living. Amen. Not going to be the living too long, but we want to definitely say what the Lord has given us to say to you on tonight. We ask that you would turn to the book of St. John, the 5th chapter. St. John, the 5th chapter. We want to take a look at verse number 9. Amen, amen. And welcome all of you that are here on tonight here at Bishop Omar Zachary and Family Ministries, where we believe in our motto, our theme is ministry starts at home. Amen. So often we say this probably almost every Thursday night. We're going to keep saying it. Amen. So often we are great everywhere else. Amen. But we should strive to ultimately be great at home. Be a great father to your children. Be a great husband to your wife. Amen. Be a great mother to your children. Be a great mother to your, or a great wife to your husband. Amen. And children, strive to be great children. Amen. Strive to be. Amen. So often we talk about the mother. Amen. We talk about the parents. Amen. But it's important that children obey their parents. This is right, that you may live long upon the face of the earth. Amen. Amen. So it's important that the children, especially in today's time, amen, there was so much respect and honor that we had for our parents back in my day, and not just our parents, but our grandparents, the parents in the community, the great community that I had the privilege to be born and raised in. I mean, we had respect. Amen. They did what they, amen, necessarily, might not have necessarily been in our family, but we respected those in our neighborhood. Yeah, we respected those, amen, that we grew up around. We have sleepovers and spend a night at folks' house, and mama, this one would have to watch you, and that one would watch you, amen. And so we have respect, amen, for those in our community. The old saying is that it takes a village, yes, sir, to raise a child, amen. I'm so grateful for the village, amen. Growing up, being born and raised in Linwood Park, amen. In the Little Park community, also the Little Park United Church of God in Christ, amen. Let's be able to meet the Lord before. We show you need now. Listen, we ask that you would say, keep Sister Joanne Jones, one of our faithful and sweetest members of our church, of our local church at Praise Tabernacle Church. Amen. Got a call from her on Monday, I believe it was Monday, that her son, her only son, her only child had passed away. Amen. Sometime on Monday. Amen. And we just want you to keep Sister Joanne Jones, amen, in your prayers. Amen. I've been saying it now for the last, amen, several months or so. Amen. Feeling like we know we all got to die, but it just seems like now death is coming. Amen. Faster than ever. Amen. It just seems that way. Amen. I don't have any statistics to show that or anything, but it seems like every week I do know, I haven't known this many folks, amen, personally to die in my lifetime, amen, but over this past year, not everyone has been from Corona, amen, 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 some, it's been other things, amen, what have you, but it is appointed once for man to die. I said this at my cousin's funeral a week or so ago. It's appointed once for man to die, and after that is the judgment. So we encourage you to prepare to meet God. Amen. And I want to make this plain and clear. Amen. Amen. So like every funeral that we go to or we watch, whether it be on Facebook or on the news or we watch it live or we go to the funeral, amen. Lord, help me tonight. Everybody is going to heaven. Amen. I just want to make that clear. Amen. I know the world has a way of saying rest in him and rest in peace and all that. Amen. Listen, I want to make this clear that the only way you get to God is you got to go through Jesus. Amen. And not only accepting him as your Savior, but also accepting him as your Lord. And what does that mean, Brother Omar? That means that he's your Lord, amen, he's your master, meaning you're going to do, amen, what he tells you to do. Amen. You can't keep doing it your way. You can't keep living like the world and doing the things of the world. Amen. But he that is a lover of the world, amen, it is not a lover of God. Amen. So the Bible tells us to be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Amen. So I know it's just something that we use and something we need to comfort. Amen. I don't care how good the preacher is. Amen. The preacher can't preach you in it. The preacher can't beat you. You better listen to the preacher while you got help and strength. Amen. I wish I had a church and get on the job. Amen. You better listen to what the preacher is saying while the blood is running warm in your vein. Because there ain't nothing the preacher can say. Once you're stretched out or laid out or whatever, once you done put the last breath in your body, there's nothing the preacher can say that's going to get you into heaven. Amen. Somebody says the way a tree lies, the way a tree falls, so shall it lie. Amen. If you was a drinker, a smoker, fornicator, and you died in that state, amen. If you died in that, I told you nobody in hell you're going to lift up your eyes. Amen. That's just the bed. Amen. If you die in that state, amen. That we have an advocate. Someone that's fighting for us. Only thing we got to do is accept him. Amen. Accept him as our Lord and Savior. Lord and personal Savior. Amen. And then begin to let this mind be in us, which is also in Christ Jesus. Amen. And I know this is true. Amen. Everything may not fall out right there and there. But as long as you keep walking with the Lord, the closer you get to God, the more of the world should jump off. I can't hear nobody. Amen. You can't be telling that you've been close to God and you still putting on the worldly stuff. You still doing the worldly things. Amen. I'm not talking about pants and dresses. I ain't talking about that. But putting on the form of the world, doing what the world do, going to places that the world brings. Amen. Amen. Any man be in Christ. I wish I had a witness here. He is a new creature. Old thing. Remember, he might be the rock church shout, old thing. Amen. This is what I see. Old things have passed away. And the way all things become new. So I don't care how good the preacher preaches. Amen. I don't care how good the choir sings. Amen. If you have not gotten your business fixed with Jesus, amen. It can't happen. It just can't happen. Amen. But the good part about it is, as long as the blood is running warm in your vein, they used to sing that old song at my church, at my home church, while the blood is running warm in your vein. Amen. You got a right. Amen. You have to make that decision today. Choose Jesus. Say, oh, I'm already preaching. Then you will serve. Amen. Amen. You can't serve God in heaven. No man can serve two masters. Amen. You got to make a choice. Put your name in the gospel and say, you got to make a choice. Amen. You got to make a choice. None but the righteous shall be gone. You got to live holy. You got to live right. If you want to see Jesus for yourself, take right church. And let's go home. All right. St. John, the 6th chapter. I'm already preaching, but let me put a little ice cream in with this too. St. John, the 6th chapter, verse number 9. God bless you, Elder Oliver. Amen. I see you, Sister Tina. Amen. God bless you. I see a lot of y'all with a child on me. Go ahead on and let a friend, a neighbor, an enemy know that Brother Omar, amen, and the Zachary family is home. Amen. Go ahead on and let somebody know, amen, that the Zachary family is on. I think I see any Zachary stuff. Amen. I bet. Amen. Elder Blue Lake. Amen. Somebody out on the camera, if you can scroll up or scroll back down, let's see who else is. Amen. In prison all tonight. Amen. 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 Let's see who else. Keep going down. Let me see if I missed anybody. Amen. All right, Sister Martin, I see you. Keep going down. God bless you, Sister Martin. Amen. Sister Martin, I got your t-shirts. Going to pick them up tonight. Keep going down so I can see who else. Amen. Amen. All right. Amen. All right, St. John, the 6th chapter, verse number 9. St. John, amen. In the absence of my Amen. Love your wife. Amen. We're tag teaming again. She's got macho. Amen. Going to practice. Amen. I want y'all to be praying for us. We'll be out of town over the weekend for a tournament. Amen. With macho. Amen. I thank Sugar, like the oldest girl is at work. Amen. And in here tonight, amen, we have Ice Pit. Amen. World famous Ice Pit. He's here. Amen. On the drums tonight. Zach is in the building. Amen. On the keyboard. Amen. And Sister Pamela. Amen. Evangelist Elect. Pamela Zachary. Amen. My daughter. Amen. My baby girl. She led the praise service for tonight. Amen. St. John 6 and 9. Amen. Come out to our talk radio. We greet you all, over the world. Amen. In Nassau, Bahamas, Germany, London, amen. And all over this country, amen. Facebook, all over the world, that's paying attention, that's watching us tonight. Amen. We greet you in the name of Jesus. St. John 6 and 9. Amen. On the count of three, I want you to read that. It is very familiar passage of Scripture. I preached this several times. No doubt, I've been preaching over 20 years, so I know I've preached this several times, but I got to, amen, there's always one meaning, but there are many applications. There are many ways you can apply the Scriptures to your life, amen. So St. John 6 and 9, on the count of three, I want you to read that with me. One, two. There is a lad here which has five barley loaves and two small fishes. But what are they among so many? Amen. Let's read that again. Read. There is a lad here which has five barley loaves and two small fish. But what are they among so many? Amen. Tonight, amen, we want to talk from the subject, you can use my lunch. You can use my lunch. You got a neighbor, just look at that neighbor, push him if you can, just say, neighbor, you can use my lunch. Amen. You can use my lunch. Father, in Jesus' name, we come before you all tonight. We ask that you would send your Lord that makes preaching and teaching easy. Let the words from my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight. We pray no flesh give any glory in this place, but all glory and honor goes to you. In the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, every heart shout amen. Come on, shout amen again, right where we are. You can use my lunch. You can use my lunch. Have you ever felt as though you just don't have enough? God bless you, Minister Taylor. Have you ever been in a situation where you just looked around, maybe it was in your family, your business, you just looked around and you said, man, I just don't have enough. Made it out your mind with wonder on if you had this, if you had that, if you could get assistance from here, if the bank would just say yes, if that neighbor would just say yes, if that person that's close to you that has a little authority would just help you out a little bit, yeah, you feel that you may could be farther along than where you are. You just don't have enough. Yeah, you have great dreams, no doubt. Yeah, you have great visions. You are enthusiastic. Oh, yes, sir. And you have great goals, but you just don't have the necessary materials that you need. You've got great dreams, Brother Taylor. You've got great goals, great visions, great ambitions. You see yourself, amen, exploding like we talked about on Sunday. Boom, you see yourself coming out of where you are, but it just seems that there's just this one thing that you don't have enough of, just this one material, just one, yes. You just need somebody with a little more than what you got to tell you yes. Yeah, the plug you, I got you to tell you. I'm on this side to tell you. We gonna make it to tell you. Have you ever just needed somebody to tell you? I got your back. I'm with you. Lord, help me tonight. And you ever just needed somebody to tell you, oh, I'm with you. I'm going to encourage you. I'm standing by your side. I'm not going to let you fall. I'm going to have to go here tonight. You just needed somebody to say, we're going to walk through this thing together. Oh, yeah, we're going to survive. And you needed a pat on the back. Help me here tonight. You got other folks patting you on the back, and they may not be dead as well, but you need somebody that has already crossed the bridge that you are now facing. Let me tonight. You need somebody that's already made it to where you're trying to go, to where you're trying to go. They've already succeeded. They got the time to show you. I've been there, done that. Here's a t-shirt to let you know God before us. The room don't matter. You just need the right person right now to tell you it's going to be all right. You can use my love. Because you got great goals and you got great visions, you got great ambitions, but you're missing material. You're missing one thing that you feel that you can see. If you could just put your hands on it, things would be a little easier. You can see it, but if you could just obtain it, if you could just put your hands on it, you would have a little more confidence. And because of the lack and shortage that you are experiencing, there is an enemy that will use this against you to try and diminish our faith. Yes, God, the devil, we're facing a real enemy. We got an accuser of the devil. Yes, sir, that will remind you of your problems, that will remind you of your shows, that will remind you of where you have went left, when you should have went right. And he would use these things to try to diminish our faith and trust in God. Yes, sir, he would use these things to try to make us lose focus and take our eyes off God. And the devil knows that just like Peter, if we take our eyes off God, we can't go nowhere but under. I wish you would just tell somebody to tell me, hey, if you take your eyes off God, you're destined to go on there. Why would you clap your hands like that, like you would in church? Well, if you take your eyes off God, you're destined to go on there. So the enemy would use these things. We must mature. Look at somebody and say, mature. We must mature to the fact of knowing all we need is a name. Look at somebody and say, all I need is a name. Come on, find another neighbor to tell everybody to say, all we need is a miracle. Just a miracle. Amen. If we have faith the size of a mustard seed, something little. Amen. We can speak to mountains. Amen. May not be talking about stone mountains. Mount Everest could be talking about mountains in your lives. Mountains that every time you think you're doing all that, there's a mountain. The devil will bring up those mountains in your lives. You have a rough childhood, mountains. You were molested, mountains. You were cheated on, mountains. You experienced abuse, you experience neglect, and these are mountains. Lord, that the devil will try to keep us bound, so trusted and mistrusted and disgusted. All of these mountains in our lives. Amen. But if you got God on your side, that may not remove the mountains we are in. God may not remove the mountains, but he will give you the strength to climb. Look at somebody and say, I'm climbing this mountain. I'm moving over there. I'm climbing this mountain. Well, look at somebody and say, God is going to help us to survive this. Amen. See, the truth is, the little in our hand is placed in God's hand will produce an unmeasurable harvest. Let me say it again. The little, all we need is the little. The little in my hand
is placed in God's hand will equal to an unmeasurable amount.
Now we're going to put it.
Let me say it again. You want the truth. The little in our hand is placed in God's hand will produce an unmeasurable harvest.
Now, I'm going to go to my son, but that's good, that's good, brother, that's good.
The little in my hand, in your hand, the little in our hand, if we place it in God's hand,
we will equal, we will automatically receive an unmeasurable good measure.
Put that shaking together, one word, an unmeasurable amount of harvest.
Yes, sir. Jason Jackson, years ago, he told us, amen, to keep hope alive. That is one of his slogans years ago, to keep hope alive. And I'm telling you today, if your hope has died, you have the power to resurrect it. Yes, sir. I said, if your hope has died, you have no more hope in your relationship. You have no more hope in your marriage. You have no more hope in your children. It look like all the children were no failure. Look like all the children were none of them about to win his hope. Resurrect the hope. Don't you sit there and let your hope die. Don't sit there and let your relationship die. Resurrect it. We got the power. Look at somebody say, we got the power.
We got the power.
So resurrect it. If they're going to name and say, it's in your hands, it's in your hands. Here's the question. Here's the question, Facebook. Here's the question, Peter. Here we go right here. Are you willing to give Jesus your lunch? Are you willing to give him that thing that you're trusting in to help you survive?
Lord, help me to
that thing that you've got your utmost confidence in. You ain't worried about nobody else because you know you got your lunch. But are you willing to give Jesus your lunch? Are you that pain in your hand, that little bit that you got to sustain you? God bless you. Amen. My baby sister, I see you. Are you willing to trust Jesus with what's in your hand? Those of y'all that have been paying attention over the past few weeks and months, we've been talking about businesses and ministries and pursuing and recovering and going after. That lunch is what's in your hand, is what you are going to. God is giving each and every one of us gifts. My sister, this is other ones in the church that wrote down, this is what I'm planning, and this is what I want to do. They done went and, amen, certified and got the name reserved, the name and all that stuff. I mean, really going after it now. Got the LLC and the corporation and all this. Yeah, go after it. It's in your hands. Take what's in your hand. That vision. Minister Tober, there's no way he would be now doing his business if he had not took the first step. He had not used what was in his power. You can sit there dreaming all day. But that's all it's going to be is a dream if you don't begin to make it manifest. It starts with you. You got to do the natural. I can't make nobody tonight. And when the Lord spoke to me about pastoring, and amen, and since we started the church, amen, I could say, yeah, that was a sin, that's something I believe God spoke to me, but unless I got out and began to pursue, there's no way 12 years later, amen, we'll be at the church, we'll be at, there will be no praise tabernacle elsewhere, not with me as the pastor, but I had to do the natural, had to write some stuff up. Had to go knock on some doors, had to call some people. I had to learn from the Lord. Amen. And I had to hang on because if God said it, he's going to do it. But even though I had a word from the Lord, I had just sat there. Amen. There were hundreds of folks that wouldn't even, that probably wouldn't even be saved, that wouldn't even, amen, wouldn't know them all, but because I obeyed God, I can't hear nobody here. There's somebody that's waiting on you, so you got to obey God. Amen. That's all the tax that
each and every one of us, every believer. I believe there's somebody that God has destined to be a witness to. And witnesses to may not necessarily be you opening your mouth, but living so they can see the life you live. And then the question, are you willing to give Jesus your lunch? He wants in your hands. Listen, for those of you that are taking notes, this is going to bless you right here. This is free. I'm going to raise an offer later, but this part is free. Lunch in your hands, in my hands, will only feed me. Your lunch in your hands will only feed you. But lunch in Jesus' hands will feed the multitude. Mr. Martin, I see you shouting like that. Then you're on and just tap the tail. If they don't make you have to bed, just wave your hand. Anyway, lunch in my hands. You won't receive me. And chaos in your hands will only benefit you. But chaos in the Lord's hands will feed the multitude. Will feed the Lord spiritually and wonder. Not only spiritually, but naturally. Y'all feeding folks everywhere now. Amen. But you got to get it out of your hands and give it to the Lord. Give the Lord the lunch. Lunch in my hand, if I stay selfish. If I never, this Thursday night thing, I ain't had no extra service. If I had kept the lunch in my hand, you wouldn't be listening to me on the night. And thus we put our lunch, our ministry, put our lunch in the Lord's hand. You could be doing a whole bunch of other stuff. Some of you have got saved and delivered. Some of you have got close to God through the Thursday night service. Amen. If you watching it on your computer or on your telephone. It's the truth. And we decide to give the Lord our lunch. Instead of taking a lunch break. Give the Lord our lunch. Say, it's lunch time. Let's go. Do what you want to do with it. You gave to me, now I'm giving it back to you. I'm going to do it. My will I give to you. I do what you say to you. Use me, Lord. You show to me I'm doing it. And encourage me to say, encourage him to say, my storage is empty. So when you get a Lord to lunch, you say, Lord, I'm empty now. I gave it to you. It's up to you now. My storage is empty. Now I'm available. Sometimes your lunch is too heavy. You need to get rid of it. Amen. Put it in the hands of the Lord. Amen. One time in ministry, our lunch has got too heavy. The Lord had to do something. I said, the Lord had to do something with my lunch. Amen. All right. Let me get through this. So here's the question. Are you willing to give Jesus your lunch? Lunch in my hands, lunch in your hands will only feed you, will only feed me. But lunch in Jesus' hands will feed the multitude. And if somebody says, I'm giving my lunch to Jesus. Let's look here, and I got to get through. Got a few minutes. Yes, 7:33. Look at verse 1. Same book, same chapter. St. John 15:1. After these things, Jesus went over to see a Galilee. Then went to see a Tiberias. And a great multitude followed him because they saw his miracles, which he did on them that were diseased. Sometimes folks will follow you for what you can do for them. I said sometimes people will follow you for what you can do for them, what they can get from you. Amen. Some of y'all watching me right now, you dating somebody, only why they dating you because of what you're going to give them. Oh, help me tonight. Amen. The only reason why they dating you, the only reason why you dating that man, stop. The only reason why you dating that man is what you can get from him. Y'all going to talk to him. Amen. The only reason why you dating that woman, because you know she's going to give you a law or something to them. Amen. Dating that old boy used to say years ago, why does a man take to the cow when he can get the milk free? That's old school. You don't hear much about that no more. Amen. But you giving him all. You giving him the best that you got, and he's giving you what's left over. Y'all don't like, I ain't getting no offer tonight. That's all right. Amen. You singing it, so giving him the best that I got. Oh, well, he's giving you what's left over. Lord, he's giving his best to Lottie, God, and somebody, everybody. But then you come along, he's giving you what's left over. Lord, I just love that. You know I'm preaching tonight. Help me here. Help me right where you are. Amen. You giving him the best that you got. You giving him your best years.
Amen. He gives you the worst that he got. You getting what's left over. You thought you was getting bad, you didn't know what's left over. Lord, let me remind you. Lord, you left this for lunch, you left this for stimulus check. Y'all ain't saying I'm telling you. Lord, let me remind you, you left this stimulus, all three stimulus. Amen. But he got, he took the ones that Donald Trump gave you. Lord, he took the ones that Biden gave you. Lord, he gonna stick around long enough to get that child credit, amen, that they supposed to be doing in July. He gonna stick around long enough to take the children's money. You got to be crazy. I can talk like this. I'm an amen. This is Omar Zachary's family ministry. Amen. I might not talk just like this in the church, but I'm an amen. Amen. You lost that me here. You giving your children money. You giving the children lunch money. You let me go in this. No, he ain't no good. The children can't even eat lunch at school. They got to wait on the buses to come along. Amen. And he's taking the children's lunches. Lord, the children won't believe in me. They can't get it because, Lord, he gave up all the lunches. Joseph won't buy no meat, won't buy no children, won't buy no milk, and you want to take these and burn, you'll get crazy. You're going to feed your children. Lord, help me with the meat. I ain't going to get no help with the night. Amen. That is the truth. He don't pay no bills. He, you know, waking up, getting up on the work, getting the children ready, the school of this Negro laying on the couch, laying in the bed. Lord, help me. He in the bed, we all read, the children come back. The children messed up. The children mad because, hey, amen, they can't get into my TV because when they left, he's watching cartoons. When they got back, he's watching ESPN. Y'all ain't gonna say that. The children go to the law, help me, to the refrigerator to try to get a peanut butter and jelly. Ain't up all the peanut butter. Ain't up all the chicken. I'm waiting on the last. But you keep on waiting. You're going to be 80 years old. You're going to be dead. And you're going to be like, you didn't see that. And went out with somebody else. You got to get Jesus in that. I wish I could see some of y'all. I wish I could see my sister sitting next to some other sisters and a person and tell them, stop giving that man their life and give their life to Jesus. And to the men, same thing. Stop giving that man their life. Amen. You know she's in the streets. Amen. I think that's the new word out there. Amen. You know she's in the streets. That's right, Major. He's drinking up all the sweet son. The children can't drink nothing. Because the children, they drink water. And he ain't even paying no water here. Amen. And you know that woman. You know that girl's in the streets. Amen. With the founder, she is in the streets. All he said. Amen. You know what I'm saying is you can't turn a hole into my streets. You can't turn a hole into a house, right? You know she all about the lunch. Can't clean up nothing. Can't cook nothing. Lord, help me, friend. Amen. Won't help people sit back and hit nobody. She's on the streets. Lord, I might have to do part two. I'm doing so many part twos. Lord, help me here. Let me get through this thing overnight. Amen. Verse 1 to follow him. Verse 2. Because they saw his miracles. What he did on them, that was the Jews. They saw the signs. They saw the healings that Jesus had given. So they followed him. And Jesus went in verse 3. And Jesus went up into the mountain. And there he sat with his disciples. Sometimes, amen, you got to know when to hold them and know when to close them. Know when to walk away, know when to run. Amen. Sometimes it's okay to just get by yourself. Sometimes it's okay not to be with the crowd. Amen. Just have a couple of folks. Amen. That's all right. Around you. Amen. You don't need to be in crowded places all the time anyway. Jesus had to get away from the crowd to his, amen, the Lord of his disciples. And he may have several texts, but Jesus had to even get away from his disciples. Sometimes you got to get away from, amen, the folks that you think love you, folks that you think closest to you. Sometimes you got to get away from them. Put your name and say, get away, get away, get away. Amen. I got to get away. And the Passover, the feast of the Jews was not. Verse 4, verse 5, here we are.
when Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he said unto Philip, one of his disciples, "What shall we buy bread that these may eat?" And where can we buy? Where can we get bread from that these may eat? Jesus was concerned about this, not just spiritually. Listen here, before folks will listen to you spiritually, amen, you got to be able to get their attention on the natural. Lord, help me. Don't you go to no hungry person talking about the blood, amen. He's going to be looking for the blood, amen. Listen, when you go up, you try to witness to somebody, you know, hungry, they got to sign up somebody hungry, amen, feed them first. Get him off from over there before he hits something. Amen. You feed them first. Feed you, amen. You take care of that natural part, amen. Then you can hear, amen. I can't hit nobody here. Then you can really minister to the spiritual. Okay? We're going to see it in a minute. We're going to see what Jesus is talking about. Amen. So when Jesus lifted up his eyes, verse 5, and saw great company coming to him, he said unto Philip, "Which shall we buy bread that these may eat?" And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Jesus knew what he would do, but he wanted to hear what Philip was going to do, what Philip said. Amen. But he said his biblical theologian saying, this is Philip's, amen, hometown. This is where Philip was from. So he knew, amen, no doubt he knew the people, and he knew, amen, where to get whatever was needed. But this is where he's from. And Philip answered him, 200 penny worth of bread is not sufficient for them. Jesus, they had a little money, but they didn't have enough to take care of, amen, such great multitude. Can't hit nobody. That every one of them may take a little. Now, Philip is the same one that had already saw miracles. And that sometimes it's those ones that's close to you that won't identify or remember what you've already done. Lord, help me with that. And that no doubt Jesus thought Philip would say, "Well, I saw you turn water into wine. Jesus, I saw you raise those from the dead. I saw you give blinded eyes. So I saw you, amen, make the lame to walk and the dumb to talk. There's nothing too hot for you. Amen. And if you did those things before, amen, somebody just raise your hand and say, you can do it again. You can do it again." So no doubt Jesus was probably counting and hoping Philip would, amen, go back on what came to that. Lord, I talk about what you expect on Sunday. Going back to old school, or visiting the past, amen. What you expect to tell Philip, amen. He's already did these things. He's already performed miracles. And if he did it before, he can do this again. One of his disciples, verse number 8. Andrew, Simon, Peter's brother, said unto him, "There is a lad here." Here is our text. Here is our scripture for tonight. And that there is a lad here which has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish. But what are they among so many? Once again, amen, a disciple, one that you would think, man, would know this is Andrew. So you had Philip and you had Andrew, 2 of the disciples. Amen. No doubt Jesus would have thought, well, maybe one of the two would recognize who Jesus really was. Amen. Sometimes we forget what God has done when we're facing something new. Lord, let me remember. That's reason, Lord. Sometimes we forget what God has already done when we are facing something new, a new obstacle, a new mountain, some new trouble, let me deny, some new situations. Sometimes new things cause us to forget what God has already done. And you see, there's a lad here, a little boy, a young boy, that's here. And he got about a barley loaf and 2 small fish. But what have they among so many? All he had was his lunch.
Get his hand off that.
All he had was his lunch as a little boy here. Now listen. We got to ask this before I close. Out of we don't see that is over 5,000 just men. Not counting women and children. But here's the question. Out of the thousands of adults, you would think they would know to pack a lunch. You would have thought that the adults would still say, "Well, listen, we're going to revival. And we know we're liable to be there all night. Let's pack a lunch." But it was a child. Someone you least expect. Lord, help me tonight. And some of you, here you got to catch this, some of you were voted least likely to succeed. Some were put out and are cast away. Some of you I'm talking to, your whole family don't nobody like you. But, amen. You were the least likely to, amen, succeed. You were the unvaledictorian. You were the unsalutatorian or whatever those words are. Amen. There was nothing good, nothing good about you, but you're the one with the light. You're the one with the right idea. You're the one with the right amount of faith. You're the one with the love. You're the castaway, amen, in the eyes of the people, but God preserves you with the light. God preserves you. God kept you. God is using you even now. You're the spokesman for your family. Now that when somebody needs prayer, they call you. When they need a word, when they want to know what God is doing, you're the one that they call when they need to be encouraged. They put you out, but now, because you had your lunch, they call it for your back. Lord, help me here. All right, let's get through here. Y'all don't like what I'm saying tonight. Let me get through here. You got the lunch. You got the meal ticket. You got what everybody else needs. And these ones that talk about you and put you out and cast you away, ostracize and criticize you, not in order for them to survive, they got to use the lunch that's in your hands. And you thought the lunch was just for you. So you decided now to give your lunch back to Jesus or give it to Jesus. Let me get through here. Jesus said, make the men sit down. I'm through. I'm going where I'm going now. Jesus said, make the men sit down. Sometimes we got too much going on. My mom used to say that kids just run through the house or whatever. Too much, get the man to sit down. You ever told your kids that? Get the man to sit down. Sometimes we tell adults that. Get the man to sit down. You're married, you're nasty. You're doing too many conversations, you're doing too many people out of them. Leave them folks alone. Leave them folks' marriages alone. You got no trouble in showing up with your marriage. Leave them folks' marriages alone. Leave them people's children alone. Your children are crazy enough. You're talking about somebody else's kids. Y'all don't like what I'm saying. Y'all don't like my this type teacher, but I got to tell you. Jesus said, make the men sit down. I'm through. That there was much grass in the place. So the men sat down in number about 5,000. And Jesus took the Lord. The transfer is taking place is left the Lord's hand. And that has been placed in the hand of Jesus. And Jesus put the nerves. Let me hit E flat. I think we're trying a little bit tonight. Yeah. And Jesus took the nerves. And when he had given victory, no doubt he prayed or gave grace. He didn't do like some of us. We do that. Our kids, drop our napkins, as my daddy would say, drop our napkins to pray right here. Picking up our napkins, but Jesus gives thanks. After I give thanks, he distributes to the disciples. And the disciples to them that were set down. And likewise, of the fish as much as they would. It went so much amen, for a little boy, as much for the whole bunch. Anytime you put your hand in the hands of the man, he will take it to your lunch, amen, and make it lunch for the whole bunch. Why don't somebody just wave your hand and say, yes, Lord. Give to the Bible says that the disciples did not eat first, but they began to distribute to the people. What I'm trying to tell you tonight is sometimes God wants to see that you just do with somebody else's lunch. And if he touched you with somebody else's lunch, you would never have to worry about going home. Why don't somebody just send me this love? Because I believe anything we put in God's face. There was an old song years ago that said, put your hands in the hands of the man that seals the Lord. Put your hands in the hands of the man that calms the sea. Is there anybody here that's ever tried the Lord to say, and how did you find him to be? My mama would say the Lord is all right. I just wondering tonight, is there anybody here that loves God enough to put your work in his hands? The Bible, the Bible, the Bible is right. It does not recall when they were healed. He then said to the disciples, gather up the fragments, gather up the remaining, that nothing be lost. In other words, go behind. In other words, was making sure they understood that even though you had served others, there would be enough for you. Sometimes we can call up and can be called very selfish and learn about ourselves. We can be caught up, learn about me, my boy, and so forth. And we can do these things. We drop God to bless us because God, I said God, told us to be a town of refuge. In other words, when God deals with you, he lets me to give it to somebody else because there's no way we can bless others and not be blessed. You know, I'm reminded of my children every now and then when me and my wife go out to dinner. My children, they will be the first one. They raised to be the first one. To say, I want you're not only because they know that in general, whenever we go out, we see enough food that is long, that we can eat it all. And generally, Kamala is doing the first one to run to the door and say, put me back, you're left over. But then, my soul got small, and he saw what Kamala was doing, and he knows that every time we came back, Kamala lets me up. Kamala, you get the leftovers. You're not the only that tricked it. And he's a kid to ask, before he knew we were going out, that we just figured we were going somewhere. So before he knew where we were going, he
Thank you.
Jesus. He owns it. And why is it? Lord, and holy nation, and the kind of people that he heals so forth, that praises and heals who have called you out of darkness into the marvelous life. Say yes to the heart. Your love, say yes when you hear. Your love is meant to be the day that Jesus wants your life. It may be a hamburger, a sweet spot, that Jesus wants your life. It may be your love, that Jesus wants your life. Is there anybody here that is Lord? Ah, Lord, I don't have much, but He's my love. I don't have much, but He's my love. Don't have nobody, but He's my love. Thank you, Lord, but He's my love.
I got is my lunch, but Jesus, you can have my lunch. All I got is a few beans and a few wings, but Jesus, I'll give you my lunch. I may take this like somebody else, but with the lunch I got, with the preaching you gave me, with my ability, I give you my lunch. I may take soon like others, but with the ability to the lesser kingdom that you gave me, I give you my lunch. God bless you tonight. Thank you so much for being a part of our Thursday night service. And we pray and believe that you will accept the challenge to give Jesus your lunch. Can't be selfish. Can't be selfish. So many people risk dying if you don't give your lunch. If you stay selfish and don't give your lunch, so many, your family is at stake. Your wives, your husbands, your children, their lives, your church, your business is on the brink of failure. But if you would just give them all your lunch, that business idea, that ministry that you feel the call to start, and you've been holding up because of your lunch. You don't know how you're going to make it. You don't know how you're going to survive. And I'm going to tell you, you're not going to survive, because your lunch is just going to be enough for you and after that, anyone. But if you can furnish the faith and give Jesus your lunch, not only will you be, but everyone surrounds us. Everyone around us to eat. You hear that from a lot of guys that grow up in the neighborhood. They want to blow up and want to get big, whether it's, amen, whatever they're doing, rapping and basketball, football. Hey, they say we all don't eat. And what they're saying is everyone that's connected to them, everyone, all their, the boys in the hood, all their homeboys and homegirls, they say, when I eat, you gonna eat. He said, no, you're going to forget it. I said, no, when I eat, you're going to eat. And as a pastor, I'm saying that to the church, saying that to the family, making sure the praise God. Hey, we're going to eat together. I'm praying that y'all business will blow up and explode. And when that happens, I'm praying that you just remember me. That you share some of your lunch with me. Amen. I'm through preaching tonight. My time is up. If you've been blessed by this message on tonight, amen. You've been somewhere or another encouraged. Some of you, it may even pierce your heart. You're talking about just eating your own lunch, packing up the ministry. You ain't doing nothing else no more. You threw your tie. Amen. You ain't going back to church. You do the church. You do it everybody in the church. You do it the church last. You do it everybody. You do it everything. You're going to eat your lunch and die. But after tonight, you made up in your mind. You got to change heart. You're going to give your lunch to Jesus. Amen. We're going to raise an offering tonight for those, for anyone that the Lord has pricked on your heart to share your lunch. Amen. If you'd like to share your lunch with us on tonight, we have 2 days in which you can give. Amen. I don't know if Shan or Sister Kenya is still on. Y'all can put the information up. Amen. You can cash up us now at $OZ, Omar Zachary, $OZ264. Once again, you can cash out for us right now tonight. Whatever the Lord lays on your heart. No amount is too small, no amount is too large. Whatever the Lord imprints on your heart, whatever the amount, whatever the level of faith you have on tonight in which you would like to share your lunch with us, you can do so. $OZ264. Amen. Someone would like to give by debit or credit card, or PayPal, Zelle. You can call our financial officers on tonight at 678-760-6056. Amen. And when you call, let them know this is for Brother Omar and the family. We just want to share. I want to share a little bit of my lunch with them. Amen. I want to share a little bit of my lunch with exactly family. And I just thank God for this Thursday night service. And once again, if you would like to give blessings financially, Lord, if you don't make nothing on your heart, then don't you do nothing. If he's just paying you to pay for it, you keep doing it, and that's what you do. Okay. Cash up, once again, is $OZ264. And if you like to get debit, credit card, PayPal, or the mailing address, you can do so by calling 678-760-6056. And may the Lord bless you really good. Listen, we still have our t-shirts. These are the first ones. If God be for us, and on the back it says, "Who don't matter," let everybody know They have a second t-shirt that are red and black, and it has a cross and it says, hang with him. Amen. I want to thank you, those of you that have been supporting me, amen. We had so many other orders, had to put in, it's been going real good. Amen. God's already given me another idea for another for the next t-shirt, amen. Hopefully for the next couple of weeks or so, you may see those. I just want to thank y'all for supporting. Wear your shirt. Amen. Y'all see them wearing mine. Amen. Wear your shirt. Amen. Great ministry opportunities. When they ask about it, you get a chance to witness. Some of you don't know, you're not comfortable witnessing about Christ. Get your t-shirt. Amen. Wear it to the ball. Amen. Wear it to the, amen, to the sports. Wear it to the games. Amen. Wear it wherever. Wear it to Walmart. Amen. If somebody may ask you, what does that shirt mean? That's your opportunity to share Christ. Father, we just thank you all tonight. As we go to leave this place, leave this service, we thank you. We pray now. So many of your people, so many are yet fighting sickness and disease. We're praying for the Martin family, for the Wendell Martin, Sister Melody Martin. Pray that you would continue to strengthen and touch their bodies. Now, we also were praying, as we said earlier, Sister Joanne Jones, which lost her only son. Now, we know, I don't understand. I don't know that feeling, but I know you understand. And I ask that you would strengthen her body on tonight. Touch her in the name of Jesus. So many others are going through so many other illnesses and sicknesses. And God, we pray that you would touch the bereaved family, those that have experienced the other bereaved family, the Brown family, my own family, and several others across this nation, across this world, have been experiencing death as never before. God, we pray that you would give us the faith and strength to get our business fixed with you before it's everlasting too late. But we understand and we know we let the world know everybody not resting in peace. None but the righteous that shall see God. Gotta live holy, gotta live right. The only way to get to God is you got to go through the man Jesus. And he said, you let me keep my commandments. That way do what he says to. A lot of times there may be one on tonight, I'm proving there may be one on tonight that you don't know Jesus in a partner of your support, your spirit. But you want to have a personal relationship. You don't have to come to the pastor to get to it. You can go directly to it for yourself. And you want that personal relationship on tonight. It's a simple prayer. Repeat after me. Lord, I'm sorry for the sins I committed. This night, I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus. And I believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead. I open up the door of my heart. And I welcome Jesus in to be Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name. Amen. If you pray that prayer, we'd like to say welcome to the family of God. Be encouraged. Find your good Bible study, a good Bible church. Amen. Keep tuning in here. Amen. You ever want to come visit us? Just give us a call. Give us a call. We'll meet you back Sunday morning. Sunday morning at 9 o'clock. Amen. We also want you to continue to pray for the Oliver family, for their daughter. I think she was supposed to be released today. They continue to pray for the Oliver family. Matthew 28, 19 through 20 says, "There's a goal need after teach all nations. Baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Teach you to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." Good night. God bless you.